The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it this morning. Thanks for making us part of your morning. It's all brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Kelly, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, man. Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I don't know if you know this, but
I like your shirt today.
Thanks very much.
I said that before the show, too.
You like that? Just wanted to point it out.
Say something. Good looking shirt, man. Good looking shirt. Good looking guy. Come on.
You know, you lose a little weight, Kelly, and then it opens up a whole new part of your closet to you.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. We were talking about that off air, but how true is that? Where you have, like, you have the skinnier version of your closet, your, like, regular version of your closet.
I have a large,
and
a medium.
And your fat version of your closet.
A large size gill, a medium size gill, and a small size gill. We're at medium now.
Very nice.
Mazel tov to me. I don't know if you know this, Kelly, but the Super Bowl, a mere 10 days away.
No, what?
No, it's true. It's true. So Bill Krakenberger will be here, hour number two, unscripted. We'll find out. No, we'll find out. But we'll sort of, for those who don't know Bill, the action docuseries on Showtime some 4 or 5 years ago followed Bill around during Super Bowl prop week. We'll ask him about his process this week, because this is really the day here in Nevada where they come out in mass. I know they're available all around the country, but they release them here book by book, and so we'll find out what his process is, how many props he intends to have when all is said and done, what he's already bet. We'll do that with him. And Chris Felica, the Bear from Fox. They still call him the Bear now that he's at Fox? Is that allowed?
That's a great question.
Couple animals.
Maybe you can be the Lion.
I don't know. Anyway, I said, hey, can you come on the show? And he goes, yeah, I'll be naked in my bed at Circa. And I was like, okay, that's unnecessary. So I don't know what we're going to get from Chris Felica, but ladies, if you know what I mean.
Skype it is.
Stay tuned. Yeah, Kelly responded, so Skype? So we'll do that with Chris coming here. And you have some NBA props you wanted to get into in a bit as well.
Yeah, there's some fun props. Though,
okay.
That I went way too far down a rabbit hole on.
It took
just
about an
like
hour
I mean, anything involving NBA trades, right? It's like, oh, okay, like, so if this happened, this happened, this happens, if they have the salary cap available, or if they don't have the salary cap available, could they flip these three guys for blah, 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 blah.
Speculative props.
I mean, it's a lot of, we have odds on players to be traded before the trade deadline, never seen before. It's a cool market.
Who put those up?
DraftKings.
Good on DraftKings.
Yeah, so we're going to look through those a little later.
Again, with the NBA, the All-Star break and the trade deadline so late in the season. So we'll see what you can bet on those. Super Bowl 57, 10 days away, which of course also sparks, you know, thought about, okay, what about next year? The all too early. Who might you want to bet on now? Here's the thing. You don't get extra hero points if you end up betting the eventual Super Bowl winner for next year now. But it is a nice little sort of exercise to go through. Like, who might you bet on? And who might you take a flyer on trying to get, just like Kelly was talking about, get ahead of a trade deadline in the NBA? Here you want to try to get ahead of free agency, the draft somewhat, but free agency and the big name out there obviously would be Aaron Rodgers. If you believe that Aaron Rodgers, who will be 39 years old, and then once December hits, he'll be 40 years old, if you believe he's got at least one good season left in him, if you can anticipate where he's going, might there be a bet? And we decided we'd throw these up on the screen, not only the betting odds for winning the Super Bowl next year, but also juxtaposed against Football Outsiders' overall DVOA from the 2022 season and weighted DVOA, which is weighted towards the performance towards the end of the last regular season.
And we're going to go backwards, Gil.
Oh, we're going to go backwards.
We got to fix something on the front graphic.
Okay, so we'll start with 21. So these are the 21st and 32nd ranked teams in overall DVOA. Is that what we're looking at?
So you got team rank for total DVOA for the 2022 season, and then weighted DVOA. And sorry if you already explained this, and I was talking to the guys downstairs. Weighted DVOA obviously doesn't count the early game part of the schedule as much. Focuses more on the latter end of the schedule.
We did cover
that. Then we have our 2023 odds to win the Super Bowl to the right of that.
Beautiful. So these are ranked by the total DVOA, and this is the bottom third of the teams in the National Football League by overall DVOA from the past season. You see, the Colts were by far the worst. My God, is there a potential bet there? Look, by the way, you see most notably, you had two playoff teams in the bottom third. The Giants were the 21st rated overall team in DVOA. We called them Fugazi this year. We only called one other team more Fugazi, and that was the Minnesota Vikings, who, as Aaron Schatz said, had the most historically interesting season of any of the seasons he's tracked since 1981. They were 13-4 and were his 27th ranked team in overall DVOA, the ninth worst team in overall DVOA to ever make the postseason, going all the way back to 1981. By the way, defense value over adjusted is what that stands for. Really granular play-by-play analysis every play in the National Football League this year for every team. Is there any bet in the bottom third there?
I mean, there's just one thing I want to point out.
Please.
And I think I know you probably know where I'm going here. I get it with the Vikings, right? And mm-hmm. we all know, most people have been understanding of this. Of all my bets that I had on this team were win total, division, cash, easy cash. I had nothing on them to go farther than that, right, to win the division. So everybody's, you know, chirping at me during the playoffs. I'm like, I don't care if they lose. I don't have a bet on them. I don't have anything on them.
People love to chirp.
People love to chirp, right? NFC North, I think, gets more interesting next year. I think the Lions continue to get better and better. If the Packers retain Aaron Rodgers and maybe actually add a weapon to that offense, sure, they're right there in the mix. I don't know that my feelings on the Vikings, though, before last season are going to change very much before next season. I still think they have one of the more talented, if not the most talented, offenses in the league, and all they need to do is shore up that defense.
So even though you may not be advocating a 50-1 to win the Super Bowl, but what you're saying is there might be a bet there division-wise.
Exactly. Because if you look, and we don't have this separated right now, I should have sent this in separate too, but if you just look at, you know, where teams are positioned within the Super Bowl, you know, to win the Super Bowl odds next year, like 50-1 is pretty far down there because they've got so many teams bunched around like 30 and 40. So you're looking, I mean, even the books are now pricing the Vikings like they are a bottom third team.
It really is true.
Which, that's fine. I'll come back next year.
It's not as if anybody's being caught off guard by them in that respect, but they're being priced that way.
Yeah.
And there is part of you, and especially if Aaron Rodgers bounces, right?
Yeah. I mean, I got over 3-1 on them to win the division last year. If you're going to give that to me again this year, I'll probably be back in on it.
With apologies to the Lions. By the way, what about the Raiders here? If Aaron Rodgers ends up with the Raiders, let's say you believe that's going to happen. Let's say you've got some inside information. You're like, I think Aaron Rodgers, now that Tom Brady's out of the picture. By the way, for those who missed it, Tom Brady retired. Did anybody miss that? would you take the Raiders at 40-1? Is that enough to make you place a bet?
No.
Not me either. Let's go to the middle group of DVOA teams.
As disappointing as that division was last year, I still think they're going to be better next year, most likely. Like, I still think the Chargers are going to always continue to get better.
Teams 11 through 20 in overall DVOA. There are the Packers, by the way, the aforementioned Packers, 30-1. If Aaron Rodgers stays, does that interest you at all?
No.
Is there, you know, what about the Jets? The Jets are 25-1. They are the short shot to get Aaron Rodgers. If you believe he's going there with that defense as good as it was, getting back the injured players like Breece Hall, really good rookies in their second year now, would you take a flyer on the Jets to win it all at 25-1?
So this is where it's tough, right? Because now we start talking about conference strength and the different strength of conferences.
It's tough.
If the Jets got Aaron Rodgers, this team immediately launches into the mix of top AFC teams. I truly believe that.
I do
truly
too.
Truly believe that. But you're asking me to put a bet in to win the Super Bowl, right, when there's still we still have Joe Burrow in the Bengals, Patrick Mahomes in the Chiefs, Josh Allen in the Bills out there. I don't know if I can get there on a Super Bowl bet, but they do immediately become a top team in the AFC to me.
For sure. And so I think it's worth consideration. By the way, we talked about the Giants and the Vikings in the bottom third. Note that the Chargers were only 18th in overall total DVOA. I will not be fooled by the Chargers next offseason. Hold me to that, please.
Well, we haven't really talked about this a lot, the Kellen Moore hire.
Kellen Moore.
Doesn't it feel like it's the Brandon Staley, Kellen Moore push all the chips into the middle year? Like, hey, Brandon's like, hey, I'm going to probably get fired if I don't do well next year. You're on a hot seat too. Come on in, and we're going to try to do everything we can to win this season. So I don't know. You might see some funky things out of the Chargers next year.
Jaguars 30-1, Steelers 60-1, Patriots 50-1. Any of that interest you? Me neither.
No.
Browns 45-1, Deshaun Watson now with a training camp.
I mean, I will say, like the Vikings, that number feels a little longer than it should be compared to some of these other teams.
NFC South, because we're looking at the Bucs and the Falcons here, among others, and the Saints. We don't know any starting quarterback in that entire division.
I mean, like, the Bucs are 40-1, right? The Bucs, without Tom Brady, I think we expect major overhauls with this team. I'm betting the Browns and Vikings before I'm betting the Bucs.
Top 10 teams, total DVOA, overall DVOA, 2022 season. The Bills were number one, by the way. The Niners were second. Eagles third, Chiefs fourth. Just in case you're wondering where the Super Bowl teams fell, third and fourth. Look at the Seahawks, 70-1. They were the 10th overall DVOA team. The Lions, talk about being priced in, they're only 30-1. Same number as the Ravens and the Dolphins. What about the Niners and the Bengals? The Niners at 7-1. Again, we don't know who's playing quarterback, but could Aaron Rodgers, who grew up there, end up with that team? Because if he ended up there, 7-1 is a ridiculous price.
But you got to trade pieces, right? Like, that's where I just don't know if San Fran's going to want
to
do that.
Do you have to trade pieces or just draft picks? And then there's the Bengals at 9-1. I mean, I agree with what Eric Eager said, because I asked him this question yesterday. The Bengals at 9-1 feels like the autoplay here to me. You agree?
Yeah. If I had to make one Super Bowl bet for next year today, it's the Bengals without a doubt.
It has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers speculation, has nothing to do with Lamar Jackson speculation. It's just grab the Bengals at 9-1 and wake me up next season. Oh, look, I have this Bengals 9-1 ticket in my account.
They'll be in the mix.
Maybe that's the way to go. Thank you to Football Outsiders. Thank you to DraftKings for the odds on that. Chris Felica. Oh, we don't know what we're getting. Next on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much more. Just download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. A little distracted here, Kelly. I am sweating out a tennis match. Gave out two picks on the picks page, the beeson.com/picks page.
What country are we in?
We are in France. We are in Lyon.
Beautiful this time of year.
So it's tough to give these on the show because the matches, you have no idea. You've never been to France.
Mister, I think you just moved on.
Stopped three words in. I'm like, what is he talking about? He has no idea. Mr. Russia and Mr. Venezuela. It's like, oh, it's beautiful this time of year in France. It's indoor, by the way, indoor hard courts. But it is we gave out, again, VSiN.com/picks for all the picks on the network, not just this show, but every show on the network for subscribers. Worth it alone for the subscription, just for that page. Trying to get through this three-setter here. Already had one win today, but this is the big dog going, Clara Burrell against Potapova. So three-setter. We'll see how that goes. And also Rihanna. By the way, we really moved all these numbers big time. Gatorade, now the short shot at plus 140. Gatorade Blue. Blue Gatorade, that is. Plus 140. Nice job, Kelly. That America the Beautiful, which we gave out over 90, is now 109 seconds. So 19 seconds more. That's a big middle. And then yesterday, Rihanna, the song I gave out, went from 12-1, now has crashed to 4-1. So I have to be the first song. So
I like it.
We're drunk with power.
Hey, you did your heavy research yesterday.
Oh,
listen to your entire catalog.
You know what I did for research yesterday? I spent an hour trying to get my DraftKings password. That's what I did.
Good luck with that.
That's what I did. ladies and gentlemen, he is in Las Vegas, Nevada. Excited to see him later today, but he is in his room at Circa, where he has palatial accommodations. It's Chris Felica from Fox. How you doing, Chris?
I'm well. I thank you, Mike Palm, and I have the room looking over the pool right now. It's lovely. And by the way, so Kelly has lived in Russia and Venezuela, and he's never been to France.
Never been to France.
I've been through the airport.
He's been to the airport.
That's an adventure in itself. De Gaulle is not one of the better connection hubs. We could do an entire segment on like international airports as well. I wanted to compare like De Gaulle and Schiphol to Heathrow, and that might be a good subject, right?
So what's funny is when traveling through that airport, it was when I was moving, I think, back from Russia with my family, and the dog got lost. They lost the dog
in the airport,
in the Paris airport. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, Chris is all over it. It's not a good connection spot.
Did you find the dog, by the way?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
Eventually
just
found
curious.
The dog. Yes.
By the way, before we move on, Chris, three most disturbing words in travel are
Delta Atlanta connection.
I just love that. All right.
Even though it's been better now, that was a Chris Fowler induced slogan a few years back for fall college football travel when it appeared the show was in the Southeast for a good part of the year, and there always seemed to be a delay when they were expanding that runway in Hartsfield in Atlanta. But it's been great ever since. I have not had any
beautiful.
Any issues there in Atlanta. Right. Not knock on wood.
All right, all has a happy ending. All right, look, I know most people know you for college football. And by the way, I do want to ask you a couple questions real quick, because I know we talked about number one pick in the draft, and your answer to that right now would be what?
I think Will Anderson. I know a lot of people have been saying Jalen Carter, but I think Will Anderson's a better rusher, a pass rusher than Carter, but it depends. And again, will the Bears keep the pick?
But Will Anderson's a pretty juicy number right now, Kelly. What are we seeing on Will Anderson? Because that'd be an interesting pick if the Bears decide to keep it and go with that. And then we were talking wide receiver with Pritch last week.
Plus 750
on Will Anderson. The draft, of course, in late April. Obviously, he has wide receiver expertise. He went with Jackson Smith and Njigba, which I think he's the best as well. Who would you, if you had your first crack at a wide receiver, you were in need of a wide receiver, who would you take?
Would probably be him. But I think Quentin Johnson is great, but I wonder like he can go up and get the ball. He'd be a tremendous weapon in the end zone and on those fade routes, but the route running and the hands of Smith and Jigba, I think that really fits on that inside receiver type role that a lot of teams really focus on. So I think it would be Smith and Jigba. I can remember a couple of years ago when Ohio State had Smith and Jigba, Olave, and Garrett Wilson and Kirk Herbstreit sat down and did a dev feature on those three receivers. And Kirk just said, who's the best of the three? And both Olave and Garrett Wilson pointed right to Smith and Jigba. So if those guys, both of whom are offensive rookie of the year type receivers in the NFL, say it's him, that it's him. I think the issue is going to be just what, how the 2022 season went down, and was he hurt? Was he not hurt? Kind of did he save himself for the draft? I think those questions teams will find out about. But by all purposes, he's a good kid. And, he suffered an injury and maybe just mentally can get over it.
All right, Super Bowl 57, 10 days away. By the way, the Eagles have the 10th pick in the draft, courtesy of that trade they did right before the draft last year with the Saints. Eagles favored by 1.5 over the Chiefs. The total's 50.5. Do you have a bet on the side or total?
I'm probably the worst person to ask about this. You know my preseason position here on the Chiefs. So, I mean, I'm hoping the Chiefs win. I can decide how much I basically want to guarantee myself making by betting on the Eagles if I do it. But I think in general, if I didn't have any preseason activity in this game, I think it's hard to really make a definitive case right now in support of Kansas City just because you don't know about the injuries. You don't know about the receivers. You don't know about Steve. You don't know about Gay. Like there are a lot of and the team that the Chiefs had on the field at the end of regulation at the end of that game against the Cincinnati, like if they had to play four quarters against the Eagles, I don't know if they could win. But we're 10 days away, and I'm sure news will come out that a few of these guys will be okay. I think it was funny. I was talking with someone the other day about the Eagles, and I kind of drew a parallel to, like, 2013 Florida State football team. Like, the ACC was garbage in 2013. And that was always like the Florida said, the ACC's bad. Florida, they can't be the best team. But I said, all because the ACC, rest of the league is terrible, doesn't mean that Florida State isn't really good and isn't the best team in college football.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Same thing, I think, with the Eagles. Yeah. And the Eagles and the NFC. Like, the NFC's really bad, but the Eagles could be really, really good and still be the best team. I think it'll probably be a higher-scoring game. I'm assuming that the Eagles would hit on a couple of those deep shots that they had in the NFC Championship game that Hurts missed, gave them doors. So I think 15.5 is like a 27-24 type game. That doesn't seem too out of touch to reach.
Let me ask you this, because you brought up the fact that you have preflop numbers on the Chiefs. You may represent a whole bunch of folks out there who have the same. What is the number you have them at, and what do you intend to do at this point, 10 days before game time?
Yeah, I have them boosted to 14-1 or 13-1. Actually, DraftKings before the year sent out a promo up to $1,000 bet. You get a 25% boost. So I have the Chiefs at 13-1, and I have, in addition, the Chiefs to close out a cross-board parlay here at Circa. That was with the Aces, the Astros, and Georgia. So that's
awesome.
So yeah, of course, right?
Yeah.
Well, why not? So I have that going as well. So I'm and I also have a ticket with the Eagles as well that I played before the college football championship game, where I just kind of parlayed Georgia and the Eagles, knowing that I was in this position that I could be exposed on the Eagles. I guarantee myself something. I'm probably gonna let it go. At least to the kickoff, and see if it looks like it's about to go bad, or it looks like the Chiefs might not be getting some guys back, and maybe I'll hop in on just on some Eagles money line to kind of even out what the potential profit could be. But I don't plan on, like, right now just saying, hey, I'm going to chop it right down in the middle and guarantee myself X money either way, depending on whoever wins. Because I do think, if healthy, I think the Chiefs are the right side. I don't like betting against Pat Mahomes.
You don't like going against Patrick Mahomes. That's what you said at the end there? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Chris, go back to bed. Don't eat too much today. We appreciate it.
No, we're going to get up. I got a flight tomorrow, so I got to figure out how to download a pod or so to take the flight back east to Connecticut. But yeah, we're good. We're going to go. Firing another round of cross-board parlays and look at some horse races.
There you go. Look at some horse races, some cross-board parlays. Just average day. Chris Valica, everybody. At Chris Valica, F-A-L-L-I-C-A on Twitter. We'll come back. NBA players to be traded odds next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin. By the way, Kelly, you know, we talked about the props we gave out. Rihanna. -160, yes, to show a butt cheek. Are you kidding me that the yes is -160?
Lock of the century.
It's lock.
Yeah.
It's a lock.
Yeah, we got a little underbutt going, right? That's
-160, yes on that? Well, it's curious. We get tweets.
I sent you so many of those yesterday. We're both like, man, I don't know about
this. Yeah, I was like, Gil, you want to comment on any more of this? No, I'm good. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I mean, God bless some of these books, but there had to have been, I don't know, 40 different props up on just Rihanna herself.
It's amazing.
At least that.
I think they're adding. It was like lipstick, and now it's lipstick. Yes. Now it's eyeshadow.
Yeah, it was like hair color, lipstick color, yeah, all that stuff.
I mean, we could do a deep dive, but
right.
Yeah. We get tweets. I just want to read this one, because Mike Alvarez, who is consistently the funniest tweeter we've ever had on the show. We love Mike Alvarez. Yeah, he's sending this to Felica, because Felica asked the question yesterday. Hey, you guys aren't going to Radio Row in Arizona, and everybody else is. Alvarez chimes in. He goes, maybe they should send Gil to broadcast from the dirt road cutout after the Hoover Dam in Arizona, and Kelly get the food truck ready. Parlay can get the green M&Ms ready, because apparently I didn't get diva behavior. That he broke the news that we were going to break while everybody else is coddled at Radio Row. What we haven't announced is that Kelly and I are going to be in the freezing cold in parkas.
We're going to share a blanket.
Yes, we're going to share a blanket with a little fire in front of us. And that's where they're sending us. We don't view that as worse, but somehow people are telling us it is. Maybe they're right.
I think it's going to be great.
What we're doing.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, in Kelly's vehicle.
Parles will be there. We're going to be trying to figure out how to start up a food truck business.
We're questioning our lives. It's a whole thing.
We'll be like, why is nobody here? It's the day of the Super Bowl.
I thought this was Radio Row. No? Anyway, that's what we're doing. Okay, so these props are interesting, and good on DraftKings for putting these up. NBA players to be traded. Trade deadline is later this month. What's the date of the trade deadline, Mr. Bidlin?
Ooh, the 14th? Hold on.
On Valentine's Day, the old trade deadline of the NBA. Again, things we should have prepared. February 9th.
Ninth.
The day that they're giving out the NFL awards is also NBA trade deadline day. So it's Thursday of next week, 1 week from today.
Bum, bum, bum.
By the way, it's Groundhog's Day. Did we get anything from the Groundhog today?
All I saw on Twitter is that you know, what? Punxsutawney?
I'm going to let you say it.
Punxsutawney Phil?
Yeah, Punxsutawney Phil.
I think I got close. Yeah. Punxsutawney Phil.
Sure.
I don't know. I saw a picture of him today.
Yeah.
I didn't. I don't know what he predicted.
By the way, has anybody on an Excel sheet tracked old Punxsutawney Phil's record?
There's got to be. There's got to be a Twitter account out there.
I don't want to hear short-term records from Punxsutawney Phil. Like, I don't want to hear 8-1 in his last 9 winters. I don't want to hear that. I want to go back like 100. Let's get a.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to rip him or give him credit for anything over the past 4 years.
I want that groundhog to be a tout.
I want 40 years worth.
That's right. Give us a sample size that's predictive. All right, NBA players to be traded. Odds via DraftKings. Again, 1 week away from the NBA trade deadline. Jay Crowder of the Suns is the biggest favorite on the board to be traded.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not in a Bucks uniform already.
So you think that's the piece the Bucks are looking for?
That has been the rumors circling the past, reports circling the past 4 or 5 days. You may remember Jay Crowder has not played this entire season. Basically sat out, under protest of not wanting to play with this team. He wanted to be traded. They haven't done anything with him the entirety of the season. The Bucks and the Suns have been in trade talks over him over about the past week. I think it would be a great addition to the Bucks, another 3-and-D guy to add to that team who is surging right now. Watch out for those Milwaukee Bucks. I can't really suggest a bet on them at the current prices because you might as well just wait as you get closer to the playoffs and play a little bit shorter number. But yes, I think he will be on the Milwaukee Bucks when it's all said and done.
Love that you can bet on this.
I know, right? So this is where the next guy is where it gets really interesting, Gil. Because OG Anunoby,
who's always rumored to be on the trade block.
He's always rumored to be on the trade block, but he is a very athletic, very skilled defensive player that adds a unique unique set of skills on offense as well. And, you know, he's still young. So the thing is, if the Raptors aren't really going to be buyers. The thing they could do is, though, they could not be sellers. So they could keep him and keep a bunch of guys and try to run this thing, you know, run in the playoffs, run to the end of this season, and then address things in the offseason or possibly into next season.
Raptors currently a game and a half out of play-in.
Yes.
Not playoffs, play-in.
Play-in. That's
situation,
right.
Yeah.
So the one thing to keep an eye out on here, though, if they become sellers, it's going to start with him because probably someone's going to give them a very, very nice deal for him. But if he goes, Gary Trent Jr. and Fred VanVleet,
who are both on this list,
are likely also going, and maybe even Pascal Siakam. Some of that stuff's been reported. I don't know if I believe Pascal's actually going to leave, but Fred VanVleet and Gary Trent Jr. most likely would go too. So I think this is one of those. Gil, if you see an OG Anunoby trade and somehow this market's still up, I'd be running to bet Gary Trent Jr. and Fred VanVleet. Especially VanVleet, because he's been rumored.
Right. There's a lot of people listening that I don't want to lay -500 on Anunoby. I don't want to lay -200 on Gary Trent Jr. VanVleet gets to more, you know, prices that some bettors feel more comfortable with, -150. What about from John Collins down? So John Collins, so speaking of guys who's always rumored to be out the door.
Yeah.
So John Collins of the Hawks currently the 8th seed if the playoffs were to begin today. This just in, they do not. But John Collins is minus 165. This is only the first sheet, right? We have a couple more of these?
Oh, yeah, we have got a couple
okay,
more.
So
this is...
So let's even go to those others. Maybe there's somebody here. Buddy Hield, always rumored, plus 110. Here's the second group of these. Russell Westbrook, plus 170. Are the Wizards going to trade Kyle Kuzma, plus 150? That's a thing?
Yeah.
I guess after Hachimura got traded, too. DeAndre Ayton and DeMar. How about DeMar DeRozan? The Lakers look at a guy like DeMar DeRozan and say, there's somebody we could use.
So that was part of my alt-under team total or win total bet on the Bulls this year, is thinking they could blow this whole thing up mid-season. And there's a chance. Look, it could. DeRozan and LaVine have had to have multiple in-person meetings with each other.
Jeez.
To discuss how this isn't working.
They are tied for the last play-in position in the East.
So I don't know what the Bulls are going to do. And then you have Vucevic, who paid so much to get him, and he's been underperforming there. I don't know. I don't have a lot of speculation on them. Sadiq Bey, I think I would bet here. If this market was available, I would bet here. He is constantly being linked over the past couple weeks in trade talks to other teams.
Can I just laugh for a second?
Yeah.
Because there was a famous primetime action moment where Matt Brown and Kelly Bidlin went on for about 3 to 4 minutes, which, by the way, may not seem like a lot of time, but that's an eternity on the radio. And I just let them, they went through this impassioned speech about the Detroit Pistons. And then at the end of it, you guys wrapped it up with, I think within 2 years, they could be a playoff team. And I'm like, really? Do we just spend 3 or 4 minutes on this?
I think we said 3 years, actually. Like, 3 years.
And they are the worst team in the National Basketball Association.
Kane Cunningham's been out, okay? Yeah. There's some things to like about this team going forward. I still believe that to a degree. I think Sadiq Bey gets traded regardless.
Okay.
You might see some other guys get moved off this team, though, too, if Bojan Bogdanović goes. Bojan Bogdanović is going to be one of the most sought-after pieces in the trade market here. The problem is, Gil, is that the Pistons keep rejecting trade offers to him and are talking about, much like the Jazz are talking about Jordan Clarkson, as 30-ish-year-old guys who they like are having great seasons and they think are good influences on the younger players.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess there is a chance that they could end up staying. I still think a team's going to offer the Pistons too much for them to turn down trading Bojan Bogdanović.
Here's the last page of this, because these are their long shots. By the way, Lauri Markkanen at 5-1, he's not getting traded.
Not getting traded.
Come on, stop it. Dame Lillard at plus 450, that's not happening, is it?
No.
Come on.
I mean, unless they actually want to be nice to the guy and let him go try to win a championship once.
But didn't he already make his decision that he's staying?
Yeah.
He's like Bradley Beal. They're not
Tyler Hero,
win.
Same thing. Miami's invested too much in his future now. He's not going anywhere.
Who's trading for Ben Simmons? Anyone?
Nobody.
No. Siakam's another Raptor.
Yeah, there's nothing on
there's
this.
There's nothing here.
There's been some D'Angelo Russell rumors, but there's nothing on this one I'd be betting.
No. So your favorite one is Sadiq Bey at plus 160?
Yeah, it's Sadiq Bey, but I mean, I think Cam Reddish, if you're okay laying some juice, Cam Reddish likely gets moved. I think he was minus $3. John Collins, I mean, we've been talking about this for 2 years now, but he has his lowest usage rate of his entire career. Atlanta has to do something with this guy. Just get rid of him for anything, for a washing machine.
He's been on the trade block for years. Let's get back to some NBA stuff. Best record in the NBA, you can bet on that. We'll update some golf bets as well. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. And attention to all BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Well, here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager's settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement at BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credit expires in 30 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi and Nevada. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from Jay Dinklage Morgoon at, Addicted something here on Twitter. Said, I've listened to Beating the Book for a year and a half before I knew you were on the rest of the week on a numbers game. Now I listen every day. Love the show. Thank you, sir. Mike Rouse. Betting yes on Rihanna butt cheek? That's a bet I'm willing to lose. He puts in quotes. James Jackson. Puxatawny Phil. Is it Puxatawny Phil? Yeah. Says his shadow. He saw his shadow. He predicts six more weeks of winter, but he's only right 39% of the time, according to my local radio. Thank you. There's our answer.
It's like my six-star plays of the week.
Does anybody ever check up to, you know, run the numbers on whether he's right ever? Is it a he? Stephen Vegas. So what days next week will Gilly Kelly be at the Hoover Dam border offering food truck hams for deprived Nevada sports bettors? I need to schedule paid time off. Also, will there be a special ANG deposit bonus code? I haven't made a border run since the old DFS days.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
In a blanket in front of the fire.
We're doing it at real awkward times, too. It's going to be like 6 a.m. Yeah. to 10:47 a.m., and then we're gone.
Where is
it? You got to come down there early morning.
We're going to be like, where is everybody? I thought there were going to be celebrities here. Big Kahuna. Clarkson for Jazz? He said no to extension to Utah, playing incredibly this year. Not sure what he's saying there. I think he said Clarkson's day. The Truth, 1980. Gil, I live near Pittsburgh, and people around here start lining up days before Puxatawny Phil shows his mug. People actually believe this. My question is, if there are 100 cameras and lights, how doesn't he see his shadow? Disclaimer, past history, not an indication of future results, LOL. Yeah, it's a good point with the cameras. He's got to see his shadow every time. All right, which order do you want to do this? Do we want to do a betting tip first, Kelly?
Should we do that?
Let's do the betting tip first. The betting tip is simple. If you're thinking about a random bet you'd like to make, there's likely a betting market for it. And really, these books, DraftKings especially, get real creative with some of these, like NBA players to be traded. A lot of books out there, and it benefits you to have as many as possible so you can shop all the different markets. That is your betting tip of the hour. It's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show. As that means at least 20 every day, they're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers, only at VSiN.com where you can sort them by sport and by show. Odds to finish regular season with most wins in the National Basketball Association. Now, here's the thing. We're on 2 hours every day. Sometimes we'll put out markets that we don't love as much as others. Every once in a while, we'll run into one and we'll be like, wow, really? This is one of them.
Yeah.
Odds to finish the regular season of the NBA with the most wins. Right now, as we look at your NBA standings, I'm going to lose this tennis match. We're going to split, by the way. As we look at the NBA standings right now, the Boston Celtics, right now with 37 wins, they have the most wins in the NBA. Denver Nuggets have 35. Now, 37 and 15 for Boston, 35 and 16. Remember, not everybody's played the same amount of games. Followed currently by the Bucks at 34 and 17. Sixers have 33 wins. Grizzlies have 32 and on and on. But there are a lot of games left, Kelly. We're talking about 30 basketball games generally left. Really? The Celtics are minus 205?
I think this is a... think this is bizarre odds. Okay, and
my eyes go immediately to the Bucks at 8-1.
Me too. To be fair, I made these before games yesterday because they were going to get pulled off the board. But, if anything, the Celtics should be this number or shorter because they blew out the Nets last night.
That's right.
So I'm with you. I don't know how you can make Celtics minus 205. As good as they are, they are a great team. I expect them to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. Minus 205. That is, I think that's a silly price for how much time there is left in the season. You're talking about the Nuggets are a game and a half back of them. The Bucks are 2.5 back. Mm-hmm. And the Sixers are 3 games back.
I don't trust the Sixers.
Me either.
Though the price is nice at 17-1, but I absolutely trust the Bucks at 8-1.
Oh, you mean that Bucks team that's getting healthy?
Yes.
Chris Middleton's back.
Yes.
They're on fire right now.
Might add a piece.
Whew. Might, yeah, Jay Crowder might be soon suiting up for this team. 8-1 is a juicy number on the Bucks. I like that.
I love that number. And the Nuggets at plus 285 ain't bad either.
Now, if we want to go the whole, like, remaining strength of schedule, okay, yeah, Milwaukee's got the 6th toughest remaining schedule in the league, Philly with the 2nd. The other one I'll bring up, though,
where are the Celtics on that?
The Celtics are 18th.
All right, so 18th. not like stupid.
But you got two games head to head too. Bucks and right. Celtics will meet two more times, so that's gonna matter.
That's a bet, dude. 8-1.
That's a bet. The other team I wanted to bring up, even if you wanted to say, hey guys, what about the Western Conference where it seems to be easier competition? I would say, yeah, you're right. And if you wanted to go Denver plus 285, I got no problem with that because they got the 22nd. Toughest schedule left in the NBA regular season.
Yeah, I just mentioned that. Those are the two. The Bucks at 8-1, and the Nuggets at plus 285 ain't bad either. But that is, again, these are the ones where it's like, man, I wish I could bet on this here.
Yeah. Now,
none of the other long shots interest me.
That's right. I wanted to bring that up because they really don't. You have, if we're going by record, it goes Sixers and then Grizzlies 4.5 back. I don't trust them enough to get their 4.5 back. Nets 5.5 back. But I don't, you got Kevin Durant still out, right? There's injury problems there. And this Cavs team, I'm really getting to the point if I have no idea what to make of this Cavaliers team, 31-22. They're only 6.5 games back. The Kings 7 games back. But, the Cavs can look so good over a course of a week or two and then so bad or not so bad, but so mediocre as well. So, I think that's where the list stops.
Yeah.
But Bucks 8-1, I think, is a good bet.
Kings 900-1, 8 games back in the win column from the Celtics. I like it. Bucks 8-1. That's the bet. Followed by the Nuggets at plus 285. Want to do your golf update here real quick, Kelly?
Yeah. I mean, even at those odds, though, I don't know. I've gotten a lot of tweets about the Kings, mostly of that division. Can they win that division and stuff along those lines? The Kings' offense is great. They have pieces. Do I think they could pull this off? No, not really. But 900-1? I have no problem out there if you're a Kings fan or something. If you want to,
that's why I bring it up.
You want to throw $5 on that? Go ahead. It's a silly price.
Silly price.
We've got Pebble Beach teeing off here in about 15 minutes, I believe, our first tee times. So, yeah, I'll go quickly through these. Just bets I did end up making pre-tournament here. Outrights, David Lipsky, 65-1. Brendan Todd, 80-1. Russell Knox, 80-1. That's it for outrights. Might save some bullets to fire in during the tournament here. But that's all I'm doing for outrights this week. Next week, we'll be back with a lot more for Waste Management, Phoenix Open. Top 20s on Andrew Putnam and Brandon Todd. Andrew Putnam, I really, really do love in this tournament, actually. His outright odds are just ridiculous with how weak this field is. You cannot be playing Andrew Putnam at 30-1 or shorter than that. It's just silly. Top 20 bet on him, though, I think is fair. If you want to roll the dice on a top 10 or something like that, I think that's a good bet. Any matchups you could find with him. I found one over Denny McCarthy I liked. I like him. I will say I like him. Matt and Wes and I, we butted heads a little bit on long shots this week.
Did you?
We were all simpatico last week.
Mm-hmm.
This week, a little bit of butting heads on some players in this field.
Like a little golf bloodshed.
Yeah, a little golf bloodshed. So,
By the way, all of our podcasts, vsin.com/podcast. You know, we're recording after this show, the 12th annual Beating the Book, Vegas Lifestyle Podcast, A Man's Guide to Sin City.
Love
12th
it.
Annual.
So what are we talking? Bars, restaurants?
Mark Meltzer joins us. Mark Meltzer, man about town. Meltzer likes seltzer.
Yep.
He talks about, first of all, if you're coming into town for the Super Bowl, if you're coming into town for March Madness, what you ought to know.
That's awesome.
Our favorite sports books in town. Restaurants that people should know about. Food options that have sprung up over the course of the last year.
Yep.
Then we talk, we used to talk about when we were younger, we used to talk about day clubs and nightclubs. We're not really...
the club people anymore?
Well, yeah. And then it got a little off the rails in terms of different ways to sort of manipulate Vegas in certain ways. But we were younger back then. So this is a more tame version of that. but we'll talk about if any new nightclubs have sprung up. Because Vegas has evolved as a town, right? Like 5-10 years ago, it was all about nightclubs and day clubs. They still exist. But it's transformed into a sports convention town first and foremost these days. So there's something for everybody. So 12th annual. And, of course, in addition to the Beating the Book podcast, Hardwood Handicappers with JVT and Kelly sometimes as well.
Recording that tonight.
Long Shots. Every one of our podcasts at vsin.com/podcast. Crackman Unscripted and these creative NFL record-breaking props. On the other side, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.